A big award for a leader in Eastern Iowa in conservation farming. We'll introduce you to Dan Voss. Coming up on Money Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Andy Peterson. Brought to you here by our friends at Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise in financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America.
When there's land you want to buy, you'll find more ways to finance it at Farm Credit Services of America. Along with competitive rates, we offer flexible long-term payment options. Financing may be eligible for cashback dividends, too. Discover the expertise to make financing land easy with the options to make it possible. Terms apply. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com to get started. Agriculture works here.
Voss Family Farms has been in existence since 1867, so a heritage farm in western Linn and eastern Benton counties, where Dan Voss is the fifth generation. Recently awarded the Iowa Conservation Farmer of the Year Award, where he says those practices have been on display this year during a dry year.
About the third year in a row we've been dry. This was the driest year. So our yields took a little bit of a hit, but I was actually quite surprised how well they did. I give conservation farming a little credit for that, along with good genetics. Pretty happy with the way things went conservation-wise. Had a good stand in our corn and everything, soybeans. What we do here, corn, soybeans, a little different. Raise hay as a cash crop, and oats, got a market for some straw. Try to be a little diversified. Give us a little bit of rotation.
He says he's quite honored to be recognized for his longtime efforts and leadership role in the transition to more environmentally friendly conservation practices, which he's been doing for over two decades.
Started no-till in 1988. Started strip-tilling some corn in 96. That was actually my dad's idea. And cover crops about 10, 11 years ago. Started small and then increased. Pretty happy with cover crops. I think the biggest problem I can see, if you choose to let them grow, which I'm not saying that's bad, and then it turns off dry, you can have a problem getting stuff up. I've never dealt with that because I haven't let my cover crops get that tall in a dry year.
As far as his advice, he says start small and make it work for your operation. This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.